You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones. And it's a time of year when a lot of you are perhaps thinking about trying to shed a little bit of weight or get fitter and are having a look at what sport or what exercise you could take up. And to kind of go down this route and also talk about a bit of sporting injury news that has broken over the last week as well with regards to Andy Murray and his hip. I'm joined by Dr. Matt Jackson from Liverpool Hope University. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
Great to have you on. Let's just start with Andy Murray, because you've done a lot of research into the benefits of tennis and of exercise as well. And I'm sure tennis is one of the most strenuous sports that you can be put through in terms of the body, but it's also great for fitness.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we've been doing some research at the university, which has been comparing tennis to just kind of trying to stay fit overall. And we've seen some encouraging results, and we've seen that, tennis is beneficial for multiple kind of systems around the body. So for your overall health, in terms of like your cardiovascular fitness, your strength, kind of agility, the more physical things, but also the mental aspects as well, kind of another important part of the equation. So psychosocially, making sure that you are staying active as you age and things like that, it's really important to keep that going. So tennis is really good at that in particular.
And it's a sport as well. Unlike others, I would say, I'm talking like your rugbys and your footballs, things like that. It's a sport that you can genuinely play well into old age.
Yeah, so a lot of the other sports that you'll see that people traditionally play when they're younger might be able, kind of giving up because they're higher impact when it gets to sort of like, you know, their 30s, 40s and a little bit beyond there. Whereas tennis, you know, we've seen some of the participants take part in the study and into their 60s and going around and meeting tennis players at various different clubs. Tennis players have been, you know, into their 70s and 80s, 90s even.
Let's just talk about Andy Murray in particular for a moment or two, because we all know that he's got this hip problem. He must be one of the fittest British sportsmen in terms of his actual physical fitness. We've all seen how long he can keep going for on a tennis court, but perhaps no surprise that this hip injury has reared its head given what he does put his body through on a daily basis.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the intensity that he plays his games at is right up there, and he certainly has to be one of our fittest athletes in this country and greatest ever athletes, depending showing what he's accomplished during his career. So, you know, when we're looking at his type of game and how far he pushes himself, you can see how it might have damaged his joints and in particular his hip and how it's really taken its toll. So, you know, we were saying how tennis wasn't that as high impact as some other sports, but you know, tennis and professional players, and especially Andy Murray, sort of really take it to those extreme levels. So we're going to see problems like that, and with a lot of the players which you see now, they start at a young age and they're playing a lot, so that's going to affect their growth and development through the teenage years when they're having those growth spurts. And if they're playing a lot during that period, it can cause problems later in life, which was probably what we're seeing with Andy Murray.
Yeah, we hear people quite a lot talk about tennis elbow and the effect that it does have on the joints. And we've seen with Andy's hip as well. We've seen with Rafa Nadal's knees. But that's the level that they're playing at. That's the intensity that they're playing at. That's not what you're going to get at your local club if you play two or three times a month or a week.
No, of course not. No. So it's just the amount that they're playing and the forces which they're putting through their joints is much higher than it would be, you know, just a recreational player who's playing a couple of times a week. So even though you can have a good game with your partners and play for a good few hours, and that's one of the important health benefits of tennis, you have that time, that downtime in between where you can recover properly and rest, and so you're less likely to see injuries.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm speaking to Dr. Matt Jackson, who's a lecturer in sport and health science at Liverpool Hope University. As I mentioned at the top, Matt, there'll be a lot of people at this time of year who are maybe thinking of trying to shed that Christmas weight or just get into better shape. Maybe they've got a New Year's resolution they want to keep. You've done a lot of research into sport and the benefits of it on your health. What would you say are the best ones to take up?
Well, if you look at the government recommendations, you know, we're all trying to do that 150 minutes at least of moderate intensity exercise a week. So that might be things like brisk walking, or it could be going for a jog or a run. But racket sports come under that bracket too. So the thing with racket sports, which we've been trying to push the health benefits in particular, is that it's much much more fun. It's much more entertaining. You go into to meet your friends when you go down to the club, and it's easier to get up to that 150 minutes across the week and probably way past that because you're having more fun. Whereas for a lot of people, when they go to the gym, it's kind of more of a chore and it's a little bit harder to keep up and be consistent with. So more people drop off and I think it's harder to keep going. And I think that's one of the key benefits with tennis itself. So I think that's why we see a lot of the health benefits we have done with our study.
You mentioned there that you can see a drop off with people in the gym and maybe the motivation drops. Certainly, it's a very busy time at the gym at this time of year. But come March, if you're a regular member, you'll be fine. You'll get your treadmill space back. Don't worry about that. You mentioned racket sports in general there. Squash is another one that I imagine is really good for you.
Yeah, that's true. I think with the differences with some of the racket sports, though, I think we see with squash is can be a little bit more impactful, and you don't tend to play it as long as you do with tennis. So I think there's a little bit of a difference there. With tennis, you tend to be a little bit longer. You probably get a bit more stimulus. You'd see, you're burning more calories, whereas squash, it's more intense, but you might not play it quite as long. And you have to be really agile to play that game as well. So you might not be able to spread it to as many people as you can with tennis.
The thing about tennis as well, I used to play it when I was younger, and I wish I could play a bit more often now. I would love to. I play other sports instead if I had the time. Tennis is certainly one that would take up. But it's one that it works on so many different muscle groups all at the same time, doesn't it? You're working on your legs because you're running around. You're working on your hips and stuff when you're pivoting to hit a ball. But you're also working on your shoulders and your arms. So there are so many muscle groups that are all touched just by one sport.
Yeah, it is an all-round sport, definitely. You're using both the upper body and the lower body, and that's really important. So definitely there's a much bigger stimulus there. And we're also, we've got different energy systems within the body as well. And so we're looking at doing kind of sprints and things like that and doing longer endurance-based events. Tennis, you get a little bit of both of those with the gameplay. So you're doing these little short, sharp periods of rallies across the court for a few seconds at a time, and then you pause and you can do that again. So it's almost more like doing high intensity interval training, but you're doing it for a longer time. So you might be playing a game for an hour or two, whereas if you go to the gym and you do traditional HIIT training, you might only be doing it for 45 minutes, half an hour, or do like some sort of class at the gym.
And you mentioned 150 minutes a week is the government recommendation. It sounds like quite a lot, but it's not when you spread it out across a week, really. And certainly if you went to play tennis twice in a week, you'd hit that.
Yeah, well, they've done some research as well where they've been looking at spreading out exercise across the week. So where they're looking at people who just tend to exercise more at weekends, so it might only be like a couple of times a week, like you say. And they've shown that is almost, or if not as good as, doing the same amount of exercise spread across the week. Ideally, we'd like to see it spread across the week, but that's not always possible with people's schedules.
Certainly isn't. There busy lives that are led these days. Just before I let you go, Matt, I just want to ask you one more thing about Andy Murray. Obviously, we know that he's now considering whether or not to have another hip operation. Do you think we'll ever see him back at the top?
I hope so. I definitely hope so. It'd be a shame to see him go. I think, people are writing him off a little bit early. He is still only 31, and I think, he knows himself better than anyone, and he wants to go out at the top. But I think if he takes the time off and he rehabs properly and he gets that hip operation, there's nothing to say that he might come back. We've seen tennis players retire and come back in the past. So let's hope for him, and I hope we see him again.
Absolutely. Maybe that talk of retirement was premature, given what he said after his match against Roberto Bautista Agut. Matt, great to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak to you.